This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frainie.
All right, good evening. Let's start the week out. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yes, that is true. All that is left is to build it. And, of course, Ammunition Depot. Well, for those of you who think that the hot mic is the harbinger of things to come, go buy it while you can. They're waiting for you. I shaved my head. For those of you who've never seen me, I shaved my head. And I've had the politically correct nonsense up to my bald skull. I am tired of all of the knee-jerk reactions that we get all the time from all of these moments where somebody just says something and automatically that is worse than anything that could possibly happen. You condone that. You know. It just makes me ill. It makes me ill because I put on the damn uniform and I went out there and I did the work and I did it for a while and lots of people that I know did it and lots of people I served with did it and a lot of them did it for a long time and a lot of them didn't even come back from doing it. And we did that to try to uphold the American way of life, which part of that is having the capability of saying offensive things without, you know, having anything bad happen to you. I'm not looking. And I have never been looking since 2010, since I really became, when I got into media and I began to take a really hard look at today's politicians, I have never been looking for an establishment starched collared shirt type to be in office, in any office. It's a performance based profession. And everybody gets rewarded for failing to perform. Congress, name a congressman that does anything. Name them quick. The closest thing that we have to any congressman doing anything are the ones that are saying, we're not going to support Trump. You weren't supporting Trump before. You were conditionally supporting him. Now, and we're going to get to the other point here in just a second. The political point that these guys are not looking at. Or if they're looking at it, they're not doing anything about it. Trump said something 11 years ago. And I guess now, hell has frozen over, because we can't possibly, you know, that's horrible. We can't possibly, we're not electing a Boy Scout. We have a country that is in duress. We're facing North Korea, Iran, Iraq, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. We're facing China and Russia and all these other guys. Do we need somebody that's out there that knows all of the protocols and all of the decorum? Is that absolutely necessary for the chief executive to be that way? Shouldn't this, I mean, besides Obamacare, he got Obamacare. He got Obamacare. That's it. That's his presidential yardstick in 1 year, or in two terms, excuse me, 8 years. And he got Obamacare when he had everything, when he had all of this. And now I'm you know, I even went to townhall.com, which supplies the news for this, and they're out there saying Hillary up 11 points. I doubt that very seriously, because Hillary got beaten like a yard dog last night. She got beaten like a yard dog last night. And instead, we got people like Guy Benson, he's got a prominent role at Town Hall as a writer, talking about how it's over. Kate Pavlich, it's over. Paul Ryan has pulled his support. It's over. You know what? Paul Ryan can guarantee that he's not going to vote for him. That's what Paul Ryan can do. These 25 Republicans removed their support from Donald Trump. That's 25 votes from a guy who's gotten more votes than any of their establishment losers lately. And still, everybody's out there saying it's all over now. Stockpile the ammo. Sure, by all means, do that. You should be stockpiling, and then go out and train with it. Yeah, do that. But for all these people, do we want politicians in office that hear a guy say something like this that is that old when he was not in politics? He was not holding office. I mean, everything has a statute of limitations. No, I guess in today's modern era of safe spaces, nobody could possibly change in 11 years. No. Nobody's goals and beliefs. And, you know, even if he feels the same way, even if he thinks the same way, he hasn't done any of it. Is it against the law? Is it bad for somebody to think that way, to think like a, you know, he's a man, so he's thinking like guys sometimes think? And there's some guys out there, I saw some British news guys saying, do you believe that? Because if you condone that, I don't think that way. He doesn't think that way. Why should Trump be allowed to think that way? You sanctimonious asshats. Of course. You know, the liberals have their moments of savagery. The genteel have their moments of savagery. The only ones that don't have their moments of savagery are the ones that have actually been savage as. When it's not abstract, when it's not rhetorical, when it's been real. And they, you know, once you go there, it's not one of those things where you get out there and you start talking about it with any sort of lightheartedness. That savagery, whatever it may be, sexual, physical, violent, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you know, they don't talk about that lightly. Like all of these rimps do. And that's the lot of them. I'm tired of the Republicans. I am tired of the Democrats. Whatever happens in this race now, because of all of this hand-wringing, I'm still going to support Trump. I'm still going to support Trump because I was going to support him before that hot mic thing came out. It happened 11 years ago. It doesn't mean anything. And he never, you know, talking about it versus doing it are two different things. If I was judged on everything I've ever talked about or thought about, I would be under the jail today, as I suspect many people that I know. And yet they still are out there continuing to be productive because we're all human. But it's, you know. No steel in the spine. None of these people are people that I would go into combat with. These are the people that would run away from combat. And they would unfortunately die in combat, but they would die by somebody on my side's hand for them being shot for cowardice. They're not willing to put up a fight. Now we have to be. No choices. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Coming to you. Wow, that's horrible to do that. Excuse me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Ooh. I love that spot. And, of course, Ammunition Depot, lead is worth more than gold right now, isn't it? Everybody's thinking that. That's okay. Now then, here's the problem with this presidential race as I see it. Number one, Trump wasn't my first choice. But I learned a long time ago, you play the way you practice. You go to war with who you got. You take what you figure out the cliche and go with it. We got Trump. Trump tapped into something. Now, as I'm saying this, you may want to locate your smelling salts and your fainting couch and have strong coffee. And for the rowdy types, maybe a snifter of brandy. Set your spines. Let all of the ice go away from you. Have courage and grip your lazy boy arms tightly, because here it comes. Men do say raunchy things about women when we're not around to hear them. All kinds of men. My father has. My grandfather did. I'm sure all of them do. The news, this doesn't really change American culture as we knew it. The millions of dollars spent monthly on pornography, complete with mobile phone apps for sites like Lesbian Lickout. Thousands of strip clubs, the topless car washes. Those were the outliers. No one had any idea in our very vast and silly country that men want to have sex with women, usually good-looking ones, even if they are married. And the same group of clowns who are wringing their hands over any boundaries or limitations on the sacred cow of sexuality are now shaking with puritanical rage at Trump and his garden variety comments about women and an extramarital affair. All just talk. This is a country that intentionally bankrupted and ruined the life of a baker because she declined to bake a cake for a lesbian marriage. We make taxpayers pay for prison inmates to change their penises into vaginas so they don't have gender confusion. We elevate and pay millions to monstrosities like Nicki Minaj, who was allowed on conservative Fox television as an American Idol judge with songs like Freaky Girl. And I can't even recite her tamest line on radio. And yet, because Donald Trump made some stupid comments about the level of debauchery at Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, the entrenched paralegals and their prostitutes, the mainstream media are crucifying him as if he'd proclaimed a love of podastry with he wanted to hook up with some preschoolers. In the last five decades, no one has made the 1% as nervous and as enraged as Trump does. And Trump is part of the 1% himself. So why does he make them so insane? This convenient, hysterical feminization of American politics serves one purpose, and that's to make sure that Hillary Rodham Clinton wins the election. So pay close attention to how the entrenched power players have her back. Why is that? Because she will never afflict their sumptuous sweetheart deals with the corporate thugs that in the background runs a large part of America. She is one of their own. Their private jet lifestyles and their cozy lobster lunches with hedge fund billionaires in the Hamptons would continue. Big pharma and insurance know that the package deal that is the Clintons will never shock them. Trump might. And that's exactly what we need. We need some shocks. I don't want to be married to Donald Trump. I don't want to know him. I don't want to hang out with him. I'm not asking him to put on a Southern Baptist marriage seminar. We need someone in the White House who can go nose to nose with some real head knockers. You got Putin, you got Erdogan, you got Rouhani. Trump cheated on his wife and made frat boy comments as a private citizen. Hillary Clinton is married to a man that used interns for oral sex while he was president of the United States. He then fed those women to the hyenas. Hillary Clinton smirked as they faced federal prosecution and had to go into hiding. The chump here is Hillary Clinton. Clinton cares about one issue, and that's the advancement of her family's power and wealth. No one truly knows what she believes. We're not asking for Trump to join a knitting circle, a monastery, a seminary. We need someone to firmly take the reins of a wagon that is either going to go off the trail or going to slam right into the middle of crazy town. And if our country goes to seed in roving armies of ISIS terrorists or slitting throats in the public squares, who do you want in the captain's chair then? Do you want somebody that's like Captain Kirk? Or somebody that's like Captain Queeg? I want an alpha male. I'm willing to take everything that goes along with that. I want the ego. I want the alpha male bravado. I want somebody that may rise up and fight like a crazed Wolverine against anybody that might want to attack America. Trump is such a loose cannon in the world of politics that he is likely to get up there if we have terrorist attacks and say, everybody in America, take up arms. And yet, those that we think of, you know, a lot of people now are listening to their heroes like Guy Benson, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, and Glenn Beck, and all these guys, Paul Ryan. They're all saying, we're not going to support Trump now. We told you. Well, you didn't tell me nothing I didn't already know. Was anybody out there sitting around going, well, you know, Trump is probably a choir boy. He's not a rogue. I want a rogue. I don't want polite anymore. I want a rogue. We need a rogue. We can have a rogue. All of this stuff you're hearing right now, this is just individuals talking. Don't believe the polls. I don't believe the polls. Not for a minute. And not everybody believes these polls either. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Central Defense Computer Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I had three phone conversations today. Two of them were rather humorous. I was talking to the Raven, and then I talked to a guy named Tommy Springer, who has a show at a radio station here, WORD, in Greenville, South Carolina. And I have been some of you have actually heard me sub on this show, and Raven had told me about this, and apparently one of the cornerstone, you know, the pivotal big dude, big dog dude there, had been backing Trump, and then Trump had his hot mic moment, and then he got on the air and got on his Facebook and said, I'm throwing my Trump stuff away and blah, blah, blah. This, that. And he's getting beat up bad. And, you know, listen, my third conversation was my sergeant. I mean, last time I worked with this guy was in 1987. His name is Sammy Williams. He was the guy that sent me before the E5 board that got me my hard stripes back in Germany, back in the 80s. And I'm talking with him, and this is a guy that spent his entire, most of his adult life in the military. He got out of the Army and finished out his time in the Air Force. And, you know, I'm listening to everybody out there, and everybody is just so down or resigned. I mean, certain cases I hear resignation in the voices. For people like me, you know, this is where you're hoping to come over this hill and see nothing. But then when you come over the hill, and you see all these bad guys there, and you realize that you may have to do things like fight somebody, and you just go, damn it. And then you just go and do it. These are the people I deal with. These are the people I hang out with. These are my people. And to me, I would like to think that most people would not like to see that. I would like to think that most people would rather the country right itself some way, but it doesn't. It doesn't seem like that's happening. I think Trump, to a certain degree, has woken up a lot of people. I think a lot of people are in the same, you know, they saw what happened in Britain, and they saw how these British people voted to go away from the European Union. And then they looked at it to see that, and then, you know, they looked at this place and they're seeing the same things, you know, government run amok, taking the money, telling them what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, importing all of these Middle Eastern Islamic jihadis in town and everything else. And, you know, there's a lot of that happening here now, too. Now, do I think that the popular vote majority is going to vote for Trump? Yeah, I do. What remains to be seen is what happens with the Electoral College, where that goes. And we'll have to wait and see that. That's all that there is to that. Now, what does this mean as far as for some of you who never... I'm not trying to belittle anybody that never served in the military, but to be in the military or to be in law enforcement or something, that's a calling that all of us that did it, in my generation anyway, had to do because it was voluntary. It was all volunteer force. Still an all volunteer force. So when we went in, you know, when I went in, we were in the middle of the Cold War. We thought any day it was going to be World War III. And when I went to Europe, I was there. I was where the war was going to be fought. Now, never mind the reality, we thought the Soviet Union was a big bad bear. And still, I never hesitated to join, and I never hesitated to go, because I would rather, if something bad is going to happen in the United States, I'd rather it happen in Europe with us. I'd rather we fight it there than fight it in the United States. I would tell you that there's really not that much to fear as we're going forward now. The biggest fears that I have is that these Republicans are not going to do something. And if Clinton wins the presidency, all she's going to get is the Supreme Court. That's what she's going to get. She's not going to get anything legislatively. And that's going to be bad enough. And then something drastic is going to have to happen within the country, because the Supreme Court, if she starts stacking the deck, they're going to have to, something's going to have to be done about that. Something is going to have to be done about that. And everybody's like, oh, but Bill, to the victor goes the spoils. Well, we're giving it to her, aren't we? We're giving it to her. She didn't win that debate last night. She got stomped. She got stomped like a slug. She was clubbed like the baby seal that I've been saying was going to happen to her. That was the first time. I mean, Trump was up there, and Trump is immediately on the defensive, and then he goes on the defensive, and then he goes on the offensive, and he's looking her dead in the eye, and he's telling her all this stuff, and she is ineffective. She is ineffective. She's not getting any zingers in. She's not doing anything to counter anything he's saying. But, I mean, I see this thing, you know, what my sergeant was referring to is how everybody today thinks that if you can't agree with somebody, that means you can't do anything with them. And we were talking about how me and him, I mean, I worked directly under him. He was E5, I was E4. And there might be some things that we disagreed on, but at a minute's notice, if the balloon had gone up, we would have been out there shoulder to shoulder fighting until one or both of us were gone. And if we both came back, all the better. We'd come back and things would calm down, and then we'd start to disagree again. We could turn it on and off. We understood that we had a common enemy. Today, most people in the United States today do not understand that common enemy thing. And unfortunately for us, it is the Democrats. The Democrats have declared war upon us. We as gun owners especially, they've declared war on us. Clinton thinks it's great to go after us. We don't have any rights. We shouldn't have this. We shouldn't have that. All this other stuff. It's out there. We have to look at the common enemy. We have to forget what's wrong with, you know, our differences with the people that's beside us right now, because we're all facing in one direction, and we need to get behind the guy that's out front, and that's Trump. So that means you can't run away when he does something you don't like. You stay and you fight. You got nowhere else to go now. If you're not going to fight, well, don't expect to win. Do not expect to win. And those of us that will be fighting, we're going to be making sure that we know who leaves us in the lurch. Because just because we lose doesn't mean we don't survive. Bear that in mind. Nothing is over till it's over. And even on November the 9th and the 10th, it won't be over. It'll just be, this part of it will be done and we'll be moving on to something else. And that's all we've got. That's all we've got, because we have no help coming from the government. We're in this alone. Don't expect any help. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Indeed. Indeed. Still working on getting my ammo revitalized. Now then, at MSNBC, they have a commentator there, Joy Reid. She is truly a piece of work. She likes to shout down and patronize and interrupt and lecture and admonish and cut off the mic on guests who say things that she doesn't approve of. She's quite insufferable. If I wanted to, I have about 14 or 15 examples of what I'm talking about, but I don't want to go into them. Because this weekend, she outdid herself. Because she, of course, MSNBC, in reference to Donald Trump's locker room banter from years ago, she stated the following. And for some reason, she was interviewing Jerry Springer. Someone explain that one to me. She said, "Never in my life, and I've been following politics since I was a nerdy teenager, did I ever think we'd be talking about groping, forced kissing, vulgarity, and the potential president of the United States in the same sentence." Joy is 48 years old, which means, just me doing the math, that means she had to have been born in, what, 1969? Yeah, something like that. So that would mean that she was alive in the 1990s. Does she recognize the name Monica Lewinsky? Is there any mental recall of Bill Clinton's countless sexual exploits that range from groping to rape and everything in between while in the Oval Office? Not seeking the Oval Office, actually doing it in the Oval Office. Does she have any recollection of the famous waitress sandwich courtesy of Ted Kennedy and his friend Chris Dodd, as we, you know, they tell that to GQ with a lot of sniggers and, yeah. Among many sickening, drunken, rude, obscene sexual exploits that Kennedy heaped upon his victims. They're from the GQ, the 6'2", 225-plus pound Kennedy grabs a 5'3", 103-pound waitress and throws her on the table. She lands on her back, scattering crystal plates and cutlery and lit candles. Several glasses and a crystal candlestick are broken. Kennedy then picks her up from the table and throws her on Dodd, who's sprawled in a chair. With Gervasio on Dodd's lap, Kennedy jumps on top and begins rubbing against her, supporting his weight on the arms of the chair. Hey, Joy, is any of this jarring anything in that rubbish-filled skull of mush? What about when the disgusting event noted above was excused as boyish shenanigans? I said shenanigans. Nothing still, nothing happening for you. How about when Senator Bob Packwood resigned after allegedly forcing himself on 17 women, most of whom were employees? Like I said, Joy, I know you're 48 years old. What about Congressman Charlie Wilson's reputation for hiring only good-looking women as staffers, stating you can't teach them to type, but you can't, or you can teach them to type, but you can't teach them to grow breasts? And that's not what he actually said. Still not jarring anything in that mush. Surely your amnesia can't be so profound that these and countless more examples of inappropriate at best and downright criminal at worst behaviors of those in the highest echelon of power escape your memory. Are you having blackouts, or is it more like the Hillary Rodham Clinton-inspired short-circuiting? Is that what you're doing? And as long as we're speaking of power brokers at the top of the food chain, do you recall President Obama, that's the current president, Joy, inviting rappers to the White House who were convicted felons, people accused of kidnapping and assault, and artists who promote the murder of white police officers and judges, not to mention references to females that are vulgar. And I've got, I got five or six examples of that if you want. I mean, all you got to do is turn on MTV nowadays and you'll see it. And, and Joy, you probably shouldn't read the rap lyrics written by any of those guys, because given the effect that Trump's hateful words have had on you, you would probably be irreparably traumatized if, Joy Reid, if you lack recall of those things, I would urge you to seek medical attention immediately. Until then, please stop with this faux outrage about Donald Trump's locker room comments. Anything else that you do just is going to further reinforce what a pathetic fool you are. Who goes out in the middle of a presidential race and says, we need a guest who would bring us something poignant? Jerry Springer. Let's get him. That part of it just kills me. Look, politics, the real side of politics that you never see, is as raunchy and as seedy as anything out there today. These people are not paragons of virtue. They're not even worthless. They're worse than that. They have a gift of being able to convince us to vote for them and give them a job that is really quite nice. They don't really have to do anything. They don't have to promote or produce anything. And they get paid to be failures. And they get to be on TV too. And some of them will get out there and make a speech and we'll go, oh, look at what he's doing. Look at how good this is. And we sit back and ignore the fact that they're not really doing anything. They're not really accomplishing anything. So, these people, these politicians, are just as flawed and fragile, maybe more so, because they've also been told how special they are and how smart they are. And eventually, with all of them, they all have a moment of comeuppance. And when that happens, they lose. Right here in South Carolina, we had a guy, a governor, who was Mark Sanford. He was supposed to be presidential timber. And Mark decided that he wanted to take up with this woman. And then supposedly he disappears. And it makes the national news. Everyone was, where's the governor of South Carolina? And he says he's out hiking the Appalachian Trail. Now, that has got to be one of the greatest, most original stab-in-the-dark lies. I mean, I don't know where you come in. But it turns out he was, in South America, cavorting with this woman that he has since taken up with. I think they may be married. He managed to finish out as governor. His wife became an instant, Jenny Sanford became like an instant hero just for, being the jilted wife. And there was people talking about her running for governor. There was people talking about her running for senator and all this other stuff. I don't know why. I don't know what, she's as qualified as pantsuit as far as I'm concerned. But that's the way politics works. They looked at her and said, well, Jenny, I was out there when Haley won she was at a party that I was at. When Haley won the election, and everybody was treating her like she was something special, and she has since, of course, she's still out there somewhere, but I mean, nobody knows anything about her. Mark Sanford has been elected to Congress, but he's not going to be president. But still, there's some people out there that will vote for him, despite the fact that he revealed how human he is. And at the end of the day, we've got to understand that that's what we're voting for. We're voting for humans. These are not. They're not super beings. What we need right now is not a super being. We don't need virtue. We need rough, painful honesty. And I think that's why they're so afraid of Trump. I think they're afraid that he's going to bring that, because Trump doesn't need to have a legacy. He's already got that in the bank. We're going to flip into hour number two. I'm going to take something for my blood pressure. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.